of British boys, you're all British, aren't you, would have been able to put up a better show than that, I mean. It was like that at first, said Ralph. Before things... He stopped. We were together then. The officer nodded helpfully. I know. Jolly good show, like the Coral Island. Ralph looked at him dumbly. For a moment, he had a fleeting picture of the strange glamour that had once invested the beaches. But the island was scorched up like dead wood. Simon was dead, and Jack had. The tears began to flow, and sobs shook him. He gave himself up to them now for the first time on the island, great shuddering spasms of grief that seemed to wrench his whole body. His voice rose under the black smoke before the burning wreckage of the island, and infected by that emotion, the other little boys began to shake and sob too. And in the middle of them, with filthy body, matted hair, and unwiped nose, Ralph wept for the end of innocence, the darkness of man's heart, and the fall through the air of the true, wise friend called Piggy. The officer, surrounded by these noises, was moved and a little embarrassed. He turned away to give them time to pull themselves together, and waited, allowing his eyes to rest on the trim cruiser in the distance.
Okay, let's think about the ending for a minute. The officer is turning away because he's a little freaked out by the whole scene. The realization that these kids have killed two of their friends. The sound of them all sobbing on the beach. He's looking for comfort at his trim ship. After all, it's what Ralph has been waiting for. A ship to take them back to safety. To the grown-up world where everything is sane and rational. But wait a minute. What's waiting for them back there? The grown-up world is in the middle of a big war. It may be self-destructing just as violently as Ralph and Jack's world on the island. It makes you think, doesn't it? You have to compare what happened on the island to what's happening in the rest of the world. Then you realize, this book is not just about Ralph and Jack and Simon and Piggy. It's a book about people everywhere, and the way that we sometimes let the worst parts of our nature take over. Its message is pretty grim, but you have to admit, it's a great book. Take care, and thanks for reading Lord of the Flies with me. If you like this book, be sure to recommend it to a friend.